Home Care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. It's me, Janet.
Hi, Janet. How are you doing?
I'm sorry.
So what's going on?
Can I talk to you like a HIPAA?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Listen, this is why I have a problem with my email, but Olivia have a big mess and Stephanie have a big mess. They told me, because this morning, Stephanie called me, right? And I was explaining to her that Monica sent me some stuff, like the same thing that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
But I filled out the application.
Yes, I have the application.
Okay, but the other one, the W4 and the
competency test.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, the... Oh my God! The number.
To your proof? Oh, your direct deposit. Direct deposit. Yes.
Yeah, for direct deposit. So she sent me all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that I don't have my email. I don't know what's going on. That I try to pay my iCloud, and they don't let me.
Okay.
So my phone is.
I sent it to you through. Through text, though,
no,
right?
You sent me that by text, but when I fill it out and I submit it, they don't take it because I don't have email. It's got to be by email.
For the DocuSign, you mean? For the tax forms?
No, that the application already sent it.
No, the tax form that you need
the
to sign.
The tax form, I can't.
Right. So can you just, as long you can put your old email address, even if you can't accept emails there, just put any email address there.
No, they don't let me. I try to do that. It's not that I'm sitting down over here.
All right. Let's use.
I try to do everything.
All right.
But over here, this is the problem that I want to talk to you about.
Okay. I understand. Okay. So what's going on?
Okay. Olivia, she have a mess.
Okay.
She called Stephanie that she want to go to this agency, to another agency. And I can't be like that. I'm sending all my documents by text, and that's not good for me because you don't know
how
they go through.
Exactly, and I have everything staffed already. I'm just waiting on the paperwork.
They want me to go with Daily Dose to start tomorrow into see if I find another agency. And I say, Olivia, tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah, so, let me talk. I'm going to talk to Stephanie and see what's going on.
I told Stephanie like 5 times and she didn't answer. And
all
I
right.
don't want Olivia to know that I talked to you about this.
No, I understand. I won't say anything.
The other thing is, she told me, I don't know if I'm going to work with her because look, Sarah, this is over here. Like I told you before, I need to check myself first
Absolutely.
To know if I'm good to work. Plus, I need to fix my teeth. I'm 52 years old already. I need to do my stuff. I need to fix my hair first to start with her.
Okay.
And I told Stephanie.
I do have a compliant aide that is available to work from 7 to 5 until you're ready. So, you know, and then when you're ready.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready to start 7 to 12. But just now. She sent me a text message. Stephanie want me to have somebody, to have 3 caregivers. And I can't have 3 caregivers. Because if you leave at 12, and I told her, listen, so you know what you need to do? Find 2 caregivers, 7 to 5, 5 to 10, and I stay home.
Because I had staffed the 5 to 10 already with someone. And then they gave me the number for 7 to 12 for you, and then I found someone to fill in the middle. So there's 3 caregivers every day because that's how she wanted it. Like, that's how it was explained, because you can only do so much, you know? Unless we can change it with the other caregiver, and then you guys can split. So you can only work, 20 hours, is it?
25 hours, and I
okay.
told her that
so
before 17, she 9, called 10, all these
12,
agencies,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And before she called Stephanie,
Right.
And everything. And
so if you want,
said, oh, no.
We can split the day so that she only has two caregivers a day, but we'll only give you, like, the 7 to 5 for 2 days instead of doing the 7 to 12 5 days, you know? And we'll do 7 to 12 on Wednesday.
But she want me there that's why I said Monday to Friday, because she want me there that 5 days.
Well, I mean, let me talk to Stephanie and have her speak to the client. I won't get you involved. I'll just confirm everything with her and have her confirm with the patient.
Stephanie called me this morning and she asked me, Danny, what shift you want? And I said 7 to 12 mm-hmm. for now. And then
right.
Olivia texted me, Stephanie told me that it's gonna be permanent. And I said, Olivia, I don't know from where you came with that, because I already talked to her. And she
it's
said,
be for a,
when
you
I'm
said
ready,
for a few months, right?
Exactly.
When you're ready.
It's only that for 2 months.
Yeah, when you're ready to come on for
me.
More. Yeah, when you're ready to come on for more, or we'll certainly move things around to accommodate you, being that you are working with her only, you know, so. And she requested you. So I'm not.
But
gonna,
the problem over here, I don't want to go to a house like to have all this mess in my mind and all these problems, because you know it's gonna be very, very difficult working with somebody that have changed everything in one day, and the next day you're gonna be with another story, and Wednesday another story. That's not good for nobody.
No, I know. Hi, all right. Let me give you a call back.
I don't know. She's very confused. And then the other agency don't want her. The other agency that I used to work almost for 15 years, they don't want her either. Like, this is a problem.
Because is she still scheduled for her infusion this weekend?
No, she told me that she changed it for that next week. That's
okay.
why I said, Olivia, you have time to fix everything. Like, today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow, like, the caregiver who's there now, she can make two dinners for today and tomorrow in case that you don't have nobody tomorrow. And I even told her, if you need my help, it doesn't matter, I don't get paid, I help you. I even told her that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said... Well,
some people just don't listen. Yeah.
Exactly.
She just wants what she wants.
I don't know what else she wants.
Yeah, she just wants what she wants. Let me talk to Stephanie and see if we can come up with a solution that works for everyone.
Yeah, because I already told her there's a two caregivers, 7 to 5, 5 to 10, and I stay home because I don't have problems. She's the one that wants me back. I'm fine over here in my house.
Yeah.
It's not that I need to work, like, oh, my God, I need to pay this bill. My husband pays everything, you know what I mean? It's not that I want to go back. It's because I want to help her because she needs.
Yeah.
But with all this drama, I can't deal with all this drama. I can't.
Is she always like this, or she's just nervous, you think?
No, she's not nervous. She always like that. That's
she's
why,
always like that.
That's why everybody quit. And the problem that she has, she always have protection something involved, Sam's involved. Everybody, she have everybody involved, and then she want the caregiver to be her witness.
Yeah.
And all these drama.
All right. All right. Let me talk to Stephanie. I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay, please. Don't say my name. Don't mention
no,
my name.
I won't say anything. Yeah. All right,
okay,
Jenna.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.